Manyacharitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 12, Text 143. Just one second again. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Acharya Gosande Ankya Dila Gora Dham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaita Acharya, to dance. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Taksur Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamboja Dulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yug Bhakti Risham Tiyatnai Apayam Amana Bipsamandam Kripam Buhiya Paradhu Gadugi Sanatana Sam Prabhumasriyami Pancha Kopa Kurubhyascha Kripa Shindhu Paye Vaja Patita Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. So also on the Sunday class, and I do like to share the preaching that I'm doing, but it's quite exciting here, just in a small little hamlet in upstate New York, Bethune Falls. Quite beautiful. Just about 100 yards from me is there a beautiful, beautiful, powerful waterfall. Oh gosh, this is Krishna. They describe in the Krishna book how the waterfall. It's very, very enlivening to see the access to so many people kind of interested in Krishna consciousness. And tomorrow I'll go to about 20 minutes away, Hudson, which is a burgeoning little artsy type place. Someone has a huge going to Vrindavan. That's very, very enlivening. And like to announce Janmashtami for those of you that are calling in the metropolitan area at 3 o'clock in Soho in Manhattan at the Ganesh Radha Damodar Temple. And we'll have a swing festival. The deities will have a flower outfit. Ravi Shake will start at 3, and I'll speak who's in the area, part of their Janmashtami celebration. Please, you're welcome to come. I've been reading one book. I just shared that with you also because it's interesting. It's called Reasons by God. It's by a evangelical scholar, a preacher, and spreading Christianity to urban professionals, and he was giving very good arguments for the reasons for God's existence. And then there was something he spoke about sin, which also resonated with me, describing sin as the fulfillment, the fulfillment of desires. Step was is that, and I've spoke about this many times, that, you know, our real meaning is in relationship to God, because that's what we are. Anything else is actually an illusion. Without God, we're an illusion, because that's what exists. And our meaning and purpose of life is in relationship to God. And when we're separated from God, we feel certain type of need or lack. Anything not related to God. And he talked about it. It was very interesting how that's such a core desire that people try to find that in so many other ways. You know, just like now there's the Olympics going on, and you know, people try to fill that existential need for ultimate meaning in something temporary. That's what addiction is, when people find their or are seeking their self-worth in some type of intense temporary experience. They try to seek their self-worth in that way. And of course, they're frustrated because they're able to deal with addiction is because it's a system that's based on giving people the experience of some self-worth or fulfillment in their actual position as servants of God. Anyway, I've explained something, but let's get on to what we're doing today. We're discussing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're in the Madhya Lila, the Antya Lila. And basically, the Madhya Lila is the 6 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life after he took sannyas. 4 years he spent in family life as the son of Sachi Mata. And it's so shocking that I can't remember this. Anyway, I don't know where that went. Anyway, in his family life, and then he takes sannyas, and he followed his journey, if we remember it. Naturally, when he takes sannyas, he wants, that means, sannyas means complete renunciation, Krishna consciousness means full dedication to the service of Krishna, especially in the mood of the gopis. So, ihayasya harer dasye karmana manasa dira. Because to avaptasu jivan muktasu uchite, that liberation, harmana manasya, with your work, with your body and your mind, therefore that we are the tridandi sannyasis. Three dandas indicate that type of the proceeds and goes to, wants to go to Vrindavan, winds up in Shantipur, meets his mother again, and is encouraged to stay in Puri, which is the backyard of West Bengal. Long Bhattacharya stays for a couple of months and then goes out to South India preaching, and now he's back in Puri. And his first years, finishing up the Madhya Lila, and then the last 18 years of Antya Lila, 6 years spent in Puri, a little bit more externally with his devotees, and then gradually he goes into Nirjan Bhajan, is to experience the love of his topmost devotee, which is very, very relevant for us because that's our residence of Vrindavan have for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu life is really an example for us of internal life in Krishna consciousness, nourishing it by kirtan and kirtha and the association of great souls who have the similar aspiration to serve by their devotion. I'm going to talk a little bit about this in, hopefully, in Janmashtami. I'm going to speak some Krishna Lila, but I wanted to explain the significance of Krishna Lila, how it actually invoke our selfless devotional spirit, which is the eternal nature of the soul. And that's our yoga. And that's best done by following in the footsteps, he set this example, but here we're now in Puri and preparing for the Rath Yatra. At the end of the month, and I'm sure I can extend the invitation to anyone who is here, Gopakishore and Kishori Radha at the end of the Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra temple in their home. And Gopakishore is working very diligently now, using all his constructive and creative talents to build a beautiful, beautiful temple in his house. I saw what he's doing. It's really a lila. And to have Jagannath there, I know myself, if I'm in the area, I will come in the morning and see the deities and chant before them. because it's so much our mood of devotion, that spirit of what Jaya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there to fulfill his mission. And those deities, the deities of Krishna, Baladev, and Subhadra, in their in the mood, own intimate internal self, is a very, very, very deep mood. And that mood of searching for Vrindavan and hankering for Vrindavan, that was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He exemplified, and those were his worshipful deities. The significant point is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, and he was staying at the home of Venkata Bhatt, the chief priest of the temple at Trivendram, and that's where 4 months during the Chaturmasya season. That's so nice that one third of the year, in this heavy rainy season, everyone in India can only stay in one place, and mostly it's a farming and agrarian community, and they don't do. So, what was the deity that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was the deities that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself carved and made himself, because he wanted to have a man, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani. The mood of Radharani. What is the mood of Radharani? To take Krishna back to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Krishna had experienced the sentiments of Radharani taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. That's the highest ecstasy, that anticipation. She's taking Krishna back deep. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, when asked where he would do bhajan, if he can choose any place in India, he himself chose Kurukshetra. I've been there because I am Radhika Dasyam, and that is her greatest moment of need. So we're here, and it is the Rath Yatra festival. And Lord Chaitanya has just finished cleaning the Gunti chart, and we have to rid it. Anya Bilashita Sunyam, of all extraneous motivated desires. And therefore, when he was cleaning the temple, even when he cleaned the temple, he cleaned outside around the temple, indicating that even when you clean yourself, which could also contaminate our consciousness for impersonalism or for liberation or for karma, dharma, karma, artha, and moksha. And he also showed how to receive Vrindata, Swakata, Krishna, Punya Shravana, Kirtana, Hidhenta Stolya Bhajani, Vitanoti, Siddhisattvam. By invoking the mercy and presence and help of Krishna, then why bhakti is the topmost yoga, because it is a process that is not simply dependent on our own powers. But with our humility and dependence on God expressed through our to succeed, on our own strength, we cannot be successful. But this is the glory of devotional service. Even if on the own strength we cannot be successful, by humility we can attract mercy. By humility we can hanker and feel our need for Krishna. And that intense feeling of need for Krishna can invoke his mercy. And the Lord has also shown how pleased he is. Even if we are a preaching mission, there has to be spiritual integrity upon which it is based. And that's what will actually make Prabhupada's mission successful, if we become pupils, actually do the work of cleaning the heart so that Krishna can come into their heart. So he cleans the temple, and then after the Nisringa temple is character of the life force and immortality, and this is why Gaur Lila is so beautiful. because it's God as his perfect devotee, and it's so attractive. God, Lord's internal potency, Ladini Shakti, which manifests as love of Godhead. So he's showing the limit of devotion and the limit of pleasure. And we see after he finishes Indra Sarovara, these huge, beautiful lakes, and you know, the south and that tropical climate. You still see more of simple here. It's just like it was when he was here there. We went to that temple and he's cleansed the temple, and then it begins to express his ecstasy, samadhi. This is our samadhi. He's completely absorbed in devotional service. He's not cognizant of anything else that's existing. And when you're not cognizant of what else is dancing in the middle of the kirtan, the circles and circles of devotees. What a kirtan name. We have some experience in this world. But what a kirtan. And the singing is mad dance, and jumping in the ground is shaking. And this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the Rasa dance in Gaurlila. The devotee is chanting, and Krishna is there of service. And the music and the dance creates the proper, perfect atmosphere for loving sentiments to manifest from the heart fully. That heart can be open towards God. And this devotion, why is it the topmost yoga? Because yoga means to restrain the mind. And the way, but the greatest, the most enhanced ability to concentrate is from a sense of love for the object of your concentration. That's why Raganuga Bhakti is the highest form of devotion, spontaneous devotion. Because it comes from the heart. So now here in the Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu orders, and he's the person who, out of his devotion and out of his compassion, calls Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear by worshipping the Ganga in a simple way. And then he calls and then recalls Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His special personality in Panchatattva. Panchatattva is the Bhakta avatar. He's the devotee who descends. Bhakta avatar. He's the avatar who descends as a devotee. So such a great soul. And Chaitanya has loving relationship with his intimate associates. And in that loving relationship with his intimate associates, all those who are in relationship, in English, we say in a gross way, love me, love my dog. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that perfect love, loves everything in relation. Because Mother Yasoda loves Krishna, and Krishna loves Mother Yasoda. Therefore, by thinking of Mother Yasoda, we're inspired in Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he loves his devotee. Prema veshe nitakori hoila muchite. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. So you have to hear in your mind. You can think of a melody. So there are senses internally, and when one is meditating, he shuts off the external senses, but the internal senses, he's there. He sees the beautiful, clear the sounds of the Madanga and the Kirtan, and we can envision Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing as a maddened lion, and then jumping in the sky, and then thundering the ground, and then the shrubbin rains of tears come. when there's strong desire, that it's so strong that your desire is expressed in tears. So it's a sign of ecstasy. It's one of the sattvika bhavs. So in this kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then grabs the son of the great Acharya in a very affectionate way, says, "Dance." When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaita Acharya hastily took him upon his lap. The Sringera Mantra Padi Mari Jala Chante Unkare Pra Shabde Pramandaya Fate. Advaita Acharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Nisringa and sprinkle water. The roaring Namaste Nara Singhaya and Jal Chanti, and he's sprinkling water and he's roaring. When the boy did not regain consciousness after some time, Advaita Acharya and the other devotees, and his affection for Gopal, who's also a great devotee, and it's his son, a natural sentiment is there. So they're seeing the child, so we're seeing. Sabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Bukha Hosti Dila Uttahaha Gopal Bhav Sri Gopal, and loudly said, "Gopal, stand up." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his mercy, and he brings back Gopal to life. So the devotees are watching and therefore seeing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because the attractiveness of a person, this is why Krishna is supreme, is his loving fear, Lord, and he loves his great, he loves his children and expresses his love in a miraculously merciful, the Dhruva's dead, slowly gets up, opens his eyes, looks around, and then Lord Chaitanya says, "Gopal, stand up." Sunite Gopale. As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance and chant the holy name of Hari. Elila Vanyachena Dasi Vrindavan. It has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur, therefore I have described it only in brief. Purport, this is a matter of etiquette. If a previous acharya has already written about something, there is no need to repeat it, to not repeat it. So this is the nature of transcendental literature. Prabhupada said to write transcendental literature when Prabhupada was leaving. You know, he named that these people can initiate, or at least serve as ritviks. When he talked about translating the books, he said this is not ordinary, because you have to become an extraordinary instrument for the will of Krishna. Because humility means to accept authority, actually, in a true way, real authority, to recognize superiority and follow that, especially the ahankara, which limits the consciousness to a particular body, to be disconnected from God and not to serve God, strongly resists, "No, God, you can't write great literatures. They have to be inspired. Spiritual literatures have to be inspired. They have to be perfect. Amala Purana, they have to be spotless, at least in their intention." So here, we see he's not doing this for sense gratification. He's not writing a book. He's not speaking to establish himself. The devotee has completely given up that. The devotee keeps his identity to God for the purpose of service. And his mood is deeply in the mood of service. So he's very, very thoughtful or mindful. Just like when we speak, we should be very mindful. Particularly it comes down to our intention. Are we speaking to serve some material impulse for gossip? Or are we speaking to serve Krishna? Are we? And, you know, there are different meditational techniques, like meditation center. For 9 days, people come there and they're not allowed to talk. And they're under the guidance of different people who are expert in this meditation, and they can hear some talks. And basically, the meditation is to become conscious and not impeach. Just even if for 1 hour we become conscious of our speech, why are we saying something? Are we saying it because there is a definitive purpose for speaking that suits one of our objectives? But here we see the great acharyas are not there. He's going to write what is necessary to write. And in doing so, he's also going to respect the previous acharya. And also because it's very, very practical. Let me say something new. So we're seeing the character of the life force and immortality. It's very, very mindful of my computer. I've got to put it on again one second. At least until the spontaneous platform where our impulses are pure. Because we have rag, we have the deep samskaras, the deep impressions in the consciousness of Krishna as a source of Krishna, and therefore a desire to serve. And when you come to that platform, it's spontaneous. Tabhi Mahaprabhu Shane King Ras, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their bath. It's natural living. We take bath in the river. Tiri ute parina babu shukshma shukka vasana mishu lake and put on dry garments. I guess he's bathing in Indra Sarovara. It's very beautiful and so nice and simple life. Yeah, I remember one time Sri Dayananda Maharaj was giving a lecture and he remembered opens or something, and those are the happiest days. Unencumbered. We're so encumbered today, so entangled today. It's just the nature of material life. There's the class is unexpectedly packed full of people from all over the world, so thank you for all coming and listening. Because I got my computer, I'm reading the class by the computer. But stood on the bank of the lake and put on dry garments after offering obeisances to Lord Nisringa, whose temple is nearby. The Lord entered the garden. Udyane Vasila Prabhu Bhakti Ganaloi Tabivani Nato Oila Mahaprasadloi means of Mahaprasada. So nice, the experience of taking Mahaprasadam. Nanda Dulal is there. He's listening. And Bengali culture is especially the type of prasad. So, of course, it's Jagannath prasad. And it's very, very special. And it's so devotional, as you'll see. In the Leela that precedes, it's so devotional because the devotee, he's getting things that are so tasty. The taste is experienced in the mode of service. It's experienced in the mode of service because he's tasting it to taste how much Krishna is pleased. Because the devotion, the food is cooked Krishna, and by taking Mahaprasad, you can also feel the pleasure of God. So this is part of, so we see the Leela, it's so wonderful, kirtan, then bathing, then taking prasadam. Padicha duijan, ancha shakta loka yata kariya bhojana, Tataana Pita Pana Shabi Patkaila Deki Mahaprabhu Mane Santosh Haila. On Janmashtami morning, it will be the class, so I will speak. I brought as much prasad as 500 men could eat. Seeing the large quality of quantity of prasadam, which consists of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is satisfied because the devotees will be served. And that's the pleasure of God, that the devotees will be served. So by serving the devotees, we can satisfy God. And it's the best way to satisfy God. And that's by different types of, by you satisfy the devotees. And you'll see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind, he knows what each person likes. He's already, now he's just seeing the prasadam, and then he's going to look at the different people and see what they like. It's all a mood for others, means the consciousness for others. And when the consciousness is always for others, it's so sweet and blissful, because that's the pure consciousness of the living entity. And we see, when there's self-interest, how hellish even a spirit, when the spirit becomes self-centered, when people start thinking of themselves. Of course, mostly it's not like that. But that's the Chaitanya Charita. I always love that story where Kamal Krishna Maharaj in Vrindavan with the VIHMs. That's what all of Raman Reti was. It's being covered. And these beautiful old Indian houses, and one of them, my godbrother Rupa Vilas, very dear friend, was staying in. We would hold these before it was, you know, more and more ISKCON is getting more and more. You know, I remember maybe it's the early 80s. And I had one Bengali cook named Vishwanath. And this person was so expert. I remember on a codicil, he made a sweet rice where he had little pieces of potato, little fried potatoes. They were like grains. This person, and, you know, these preparations, there were so many preparations, and we'd have Narottam Das Thakur. I remember Bhakti True Maharaj was there, Kamal Krishna Maharaj was there, Abhiram, so many of senior devotees that had association with them. I remember when my parents came to India, in that same house on the roof, these devotees, they invited my parents, they were living on the roof. So I took my parents around the old, Prikram path. And then we came to the Goshala on top of the roof. They decorated it with banana leaves for my parents. And they had tables, and they had these rice designs. I think it was a devotee, a god sister named Vishalini. And, of course, they didn't have the Bengali prasad. They Yiddish preparation, but we were sitting out there with all the devotees, and it was just perfect weather, beautiful, and this prasad was so nice. And I remember when Tamal Krishnamurti said, he looked at the devotees and he said, by Prabhupada's mercy, I knew that one day we of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I didn't know it would happen this soon. So it's so accessible. What they're doing, we can do, as long as we're in the mood for others. When we get together in the mood of service, the mood for others, and in that aspect to glorify Krishna in kirtan, then we can serve the devotees, and their hearts will be melted. Because what melts the hearts is mercy and kindness. And when you give to others, love means mercy, because it has to be causeless. So this mercy, and then, so here it is, and it's not like a festival fee, there's no one with tickets outside, superintendent of the temple, so they ride in from the Jagannath, and comes, probably, I don't know, in bullock carts or what, these big clay pots, hot, of the purest, most tasty prasadam in the world, enough for me. Mahaprabhu sees it, and he's just so satisfied. Puri Goshani Mahaprabhu Bharati Brahmananda Advaitacharya Aprabhu Nityananda. Among the devotees present with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were Paramananda Puri Brahman. Appreciating. He's appreciating. He's appreciating so much. So here it's very nice. There are so many people who are his disciples. But here, these are people who are his equals or seniors, because they're disciples of Madhavendra Puri and Ishwar. They're disciples of Madhavendra Puri. So he's with his peers. And that's very, very intimate and sweet. Everything is sweet. And then Acharya Ratna, Acharya Niti, Srivas Gadadhar, Shankara Nandana, Acharya Arhadava Vakreshwara, Thakur, Bhakta Avatar, the Bhakta, the devotee, Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radharani and Gaurlila, Nandana Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghava Pandit, his exemplary devotional service to get the best. He has such a consciousness of serving his deities that to get the best, he would walk 10 miles to a specialty. Again, because that means the consciousness of others. When you say, when you're thinking of yourself, oh, it's too much difficulty, it's too much trouble. But love, there's never trouble. There's only a burden of love at the Gurukul end. I hardly would get out working from morning to late in the evening, but one time I got out to go preach, and someone made a contact that I could visit him, and I went up there, and that's a huge man in Indian society. And on behalf of Prabhupada, I went up there, and the person actually became an ISKCON devotee for my visit up there, you know? We were so young. And people in India respected us so much. There was a potency that Prabhupada gave. I mean, I think we also sometimes took it as ourselves. And after someone came in here 22 to enlighten me, I don't know if I could tolerate it. This guy was in his 60s, highly educated and accomplished Brahmin, and there was some difficulty, some austerity, really austerity, but it was pleasurable. It was pleasurable because it was love. When you love, the pain becomes your ecstasy. Actually, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that is one of the symptoms of prema. And Vakreshwara Pandit was also present. Great acharyas. We'll read one more verse. Prabhu Agya Pani Vaishe Apane Sharva Boma. Boma Bhattacharya sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees sat on raised wooden seats. This is real life. Okay, are there any questions? Anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Is that Rasagya?
This is Rasagya. Unfortunately, I missed the first part of the class, but even getting into the last bit is pure nectar.
This five verse is easy. I was just before summarizing a chapter, but each verse has so much. So I'm very not proud, but confident that this way, because I remember teaching this way, it's so relishable. You get into each verse and
it's
the mood.
Somebody.
Wow.
It was great.
I was thinking of that because I heard you say that when I was reading. I was saying, yeah, reading is also nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Rasagya. Well, anybody else like to share? Krishna? Oh, okay. So can you send your address? He wants to come to the program with his wife. You know not? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure?
Your sound is very smooth here. My husband is here.
No. I think your phone is breaking. I think mine's okay. Let me just check. One second.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Kumar from New Mexico. Your lecture was really good and I really enjoyed it. I happened to hear only the last part, but I really enjoyed it. A lot of food for God. There's something to it. I can't express it, but I definitely have experienced it. And
you have some issues with you? In New Mexico?
Yes, Maharaj, I always do.
Okay, great. That's nice. And I guess you'll be in New Mexico for Janmashtami?
Yes, Maharaj.
I guess at least you can hear my class.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna? Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna again, Maharaj. This is Gail.
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear from you. Back from Oregon.
No, I'm still in Oregon.
You're still in Oregon. It's Gail?
Yeah. I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my obeisances.
Who's that?
The Anumai. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Mostly the same people who always say hello, said hello. But anyway, that's okay. That's not an obligation. One more person? Okay, then we'll end the class because...